Umar helps the poor and hungry.
Umar was the second caliph. He succeeded Abu Bakr. Umar was hard-working and conscientious because he was a true servant of God. A caliph should take care of the Muslims in his state as a father takes care of his children. Umar tried his very best to do this. In the daytime, he used to work at home. At night, he often went out into the city of Medina to help any of his people who were in need. One night, Umar was walking down a street in the city when he heard some children crying. The crying came from a small house. When Umar looked in, he saw a lady sitting with her children around her. The lady looked very sad, and the children seemed to be very hungry. Umar noticed that there was a pot on the fire. He thought that there must be some food in the pot, and that soon the lady would give it to the children, and then they would stop crying. Umar watched and waited, while the contents of the pot kept boiling away, but still the lady did not feed the children. In the end, he wondered what was the matter. Finally, Umar went into the house and asked the lady why her children were crying. She told him they were crying because they were hungry. "Isn't the food in the pot ready yet?" he asked. The lady came close to Umar and whispered in his ears, "Do not tell the children there is no food in the pot, because I do not have any money to buy food. The pot has only water in it, but the children think there is some food in there. They are hungry now, but if I wait long enough, they will cry themselves to sleep. Then they will forget their hunger." When the children finally dropped off to sleep, the lady explained to Umar that her husband had just died. That was why she had no money to buy food. Unfortunately, the people in charge of the Baitul Mal did not know of the lady's trouble. If they had known, they would have helped her. Then Umar, who was very sorry for the poor woman, said to her, "Why ever did you not tell the caliph about this?" "I am a woman," answered the lady. "I cannot go about looking for the caliph to tell him my troubles. If he is really the caliph, he should know about them. It is his duty to help people in trouble. I feel our caliph is not doing his duty properly. Umar has let me down. I don't think he ought to be caliph if this is how he treats his fellows who are in need." Umar was shocked when he heard what the lady said. He ran to the Baitul Mal and put some flour, meat and sugar in a bag. As he was going to take it back to the lady, one of his servants stopped him and offered to carry the bag for him. "I shall carry the bag myself," said Umar. "On the day of judgment, you will not be able to carry my burdens for me, so there is no reason why you should carry them today." The caliph carried the bag of food to the lady's house. When he got there, he himself cooked the food for the children, and it was he who fed them. As he was leaving the house, the lady said to him, "You should be caliph, not Umar. You are kind, generous, and understanding. That is what a caliph should be like." "Lady," replied the caliph, "I am Umar. It was wrong of me not to know of your trouble, but now your children have been fed and are sleeping happily. I have also arranged that from today on the Baitul Mal will give you a grant so that you will be able to support them properly until they grow up.